shoes. Recorded live.
That guy's voice is great. Well, I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight on this coaching opportunity call. And for those of you who are just logging in, I'm going to explain a little about how this call is going to go and what to expect. I'm going to share with you guys, this is Coach Todd, by the way, right now. I'm going to share with you guys how I started my journey out with Beachbody and how that transitioned into becoming a coach and sort of how coaching has affected my journey in fitness. Not only that, but how it's affected just my life in general. And then I'm going to be handing it over to Wayne Wyatt. And Wayne, I want to thank you for joining us on this call. It's greatly appreciated. I know you're a busy man, so thank you for joining us. And Wayne is actually going to share his story as well. And then you are all going to have an opportunity to have a little question and answer time with Wayne, where you can type your questions into the chat box and get those questions answered and determine whether or not coaching is a right fit for you. So first off, let me just sort of start with what I would like to see in a coach, because honestly, I don't want to waste your guys' time on this call, so we'll sort of get right down to it. What I'm really looking for people on my team of coaches and the people my coaches are looking for as well, is someone who wants to change their life, someone who has big goals and big dreams, someone who is coachable, that's very important, and someone who's willing to do the daily tasks it takes to be a coach, really. And what that involves is you have to have a passion for helping people. And if you don't want to help people, then you can go ahead and get off this call right now, because that is what coaching is. It's about helping people. It's about helping people live more healthy, fulfilling lives. And that's what we're about as coaches. And those are the type of people we want on our team. So there's that. And with that, I'll sort of get into my story. I bought P90X in 2006. I think it's like 2 years after it came out. I saw it on an infomercial, and I dialed up, and I was like, oh, sweet, I bought P90X. I'm going to get ripped in 90 days. That didn't happen. actually, over the next 6 years, I attempted to complete the P90X program seven times, and seven times I failed, and it never failed. Come week four, week six, I was doing real good. But that week four and week six, I would lose motivation. And a lot of you guys know what I'm talking about here. Lose motivation. You end up getting sick, and you just lose all your momentum, and you just sort of slump right back into the rut that you found yourself in when you tried to start P90X. And that was my story for 6 years, was trying to get out of a rut and then falling right back into it. And one of the mistakes I made was not really focusing on my nutrition. I didn't understand that 80% of your results came from nutrition. So I was justifying the type of things I was eating. I was saying, oh, well, I did plyometrics today. I'm sure I burned 700 calories. This key lime pie won't hurt. So that was my weak sauce justification for not changing my diet. So for 6 years, I did not have success. It was very discouraging, demotivating. But something happened in 2010. December of 2010, I reached my peak weight of 228 pounds. And I'd never been that heavy before in my life. I had zero energy, and I'd get home from a long day at work, couldn't play with my kids. I just didn't have the energy to do anything. And one day I just got absolutely fed up, and I determined, like, okay, I'm going to do this thing finally, just like the previous seven times I determined I was finally going to do this thing. And but something changed, something happened. I did something different. I got online, and I was like many of you guys, get online, and I started looking at P90X results, and I found Coach Wayne, and I was blown away by the results this guy got. In 30 days, he shed 43 pounds and went from a linebacker-looking fella to just a ripped, athletic, awesome six-pack, veins all over the place guy. And I was like, no stinking way. How did he do this? And in his YouTube video, he was saying, hey, you can join my team for free, and I'll help you get these kind of results. And I was like, heck yes, sign me up. So I made Coach Wayne my coach, and through his tools that he provided, I was able to lose 50 pounds in less than 6 months. And I still, that first round of P90X, my first 90 days, even though Coach Wayne was my coach and I felt bad, I still cheated once in a while. I didn't really commit, but my second round, I had read one of Wayne's articles about cheating and how he just doesn't cheat. He doesn't have cheat meals, and that's why he got the results he did. So I determined my next 90 days, no cheat meals, nothing. And I swear to you guys, I did not have a single cheat meal. I did not have a single piece of hard candy. I didn't lick one of my kids' lollipops, nothing. I was 100% committed, didn't miss workouts, and I finally, like I said, I dropped more than 50 pounds after my second round. I got down to 7% body fat, down from 27%, and it just, P90X and the tools that Wayne provided me absolutely rocked my world. I was in the best shape of my life. I had tons of energy, more energy for my family, more energy for friends, more energy to do activities at church like I like to do, and it was just a complete 180-degree transformation. And again, Wayne being a coach, one of his YouTube videos that I saw was asking, is the coaching opportunity right for you? And that's why you guys are on this call today, is to determine whether it's right for you. And one of the questions he asked, and one of the great points he was making that really led me to say, hey, yeah, this is the right opportunity for me, is he said that people were constantly asking him, holy cow, what are you doing to lose all this weight? How'd you get ripped? And people were asking me those same questions. They were asking, Todd, okay, you've gone through like 9 different pairs of pants. I see you at Macy's every single weekend buying new ones because the old ones don't fit anymore. And like, what are you doing? Like, well, P90X, Shakeology, and I'm getting plugged into a team. I have a team to support me. And it led into more and more conversations suggesting, it's like, oh, wow, yeah, you should do P90X with me. You should, you've got to give this a try. It's insane. I had developed this huge passion for the change that P90X and Beachbody products have produced in me. And along with just a general enjoyment of interacting with people, and that really solidified that coaching was the right move for me. So I signed up as a coach in, May 31st of last year, and it was slow going for the first 4 months. Didn't really sign up anyone on my team that I could coach, maybe 3 or 4 people, just family and friends, but I decided to go the way of developing a team myself, and that's how Ripped Club came into play. I wanted a place where people could come and access the tools that gave me success, and in a way that people could understand, help the people on my team apply those principles to their own fitness journey and get phenomenal results. And now Ripped Club is almost 400 people strong since June of last year, and I plan on it being over 1,000 people by the end of this year. That's my goal. I want to help as many people as I possibly can. And yeah, we'll get in. You guys can ask the financial questions and whatnot, but I'll tell you right now, there is no amount of money that can top the emails that I get that say, Todd, I don't know what I would have done if you wouldn't have reached out to me and encouraged me to change my life. You've absolutely changed my life. And there's nothing, not a single cent can top changing someone's life and giving it back to them. It's a phenomenal thing that we have an opportunity to do as a coach. And I know Wayne would agree with that. He's changed my life through motivation and inspiration and through practical means by the nutrition tools that he has. And, you know, you guys are very privileged to be on a call with Wayne tonight. He's a stand-up guy. And like I said when I invited you guys, Wayne was the number one coach, the top coach in all of Team Beachbody last year. And by the looks of things, he's going to do it again in 2012. That might make a couple people sore, but I say, heck yeah, go for it, Wayne. You're doing awesome, and you're changing so many lives. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute Wayne here, and I'm going to let him share his story with you guys. So listen up. All right, Wayne, you're on.
Sweet, man. Well, everybody that just heard Todd talk, imagine if you had gotten Todd turned on to working out. If, you know, that was all. I'd never heard your story, Todd. I did not know that you had failed 7 times at P90X. That's crazy. I mean, you know, just from what I knew about you, you were just, you know, you were just solid. Go for it, and never look back. So it's cool to hear your story because, I mean, all you guys that are on this call, imagine if you were the one that Todd was saying thank you to, like you just did to me, and sharing a story about how you had changed Todd's life. That's crazy. I mean, that is the reward right there of coaching, is to hear somebody like Todd, who's now affecting hundreds and hundreds of other people, all because, you know, the fact that I helped him, you know, overcome some of those initial hurdles that he had. And that's, I mean, like he said, I mean, there is no better reward than that. Sure, you know, the coaching opportunity has a lot of financial incentives and rewards that are, you know, pretty nice. But, I mean, just knowing that you're able to do something that really matters to help people, it's awesome. And then to know that the people that you help in turn go and help others because they catch that same passion that you've got. And I mean, so you almost start to lose sight of how many people are affected by the fact that you're pouring in and investing in people because of that ripple effect. It's just, it's really cool. I mean, my story, I'll go into that just real briefly, and then because I want to leave time for answering any and all questions, because I love just kind of sharing, you know, about anything you guys have questions about as far as coaching and, you know, the ins and outs of it, or, you know, what can you expect, you know, initially down the road. You know, what do I see for, you know, the coaching opportunity at this point versus, you know, down the road? But anyways, my story is, you know, getting into the work world and having kids and everything, just totally let my fitness go. I mean, I'm the story of every American dad out there probably. For years, didn't work out, didn't exercise, just felt like, you know, I was in a rut and going to work, coming home, and, you know, trying to have enough energy to tend to all the little kiddos at home and all that kind of stuff. And I thought that was pretty much, you know, going to be my destiny as far as my health and fitness went. Every once in a while, I'd, you know, get a little spurt of inspiration and decide to join the gym, try something for a little bit, and, you know, it never worked. I never stuck with it, you know, driving 15, 20 minutes to a gym or whatever, and it's just not practical when you got 5 little kids at home and you got to get ready for work, and, you know, one of them kept you up all night. I mean, just not practical. So, you know, I wouldn't do it, or roads would be icy or whatever, and it'd be so easy to make excuses. And then, you know, it was 2010, January 1st, typical New Year's resolution. I was like, that's it. I'm going to do something. I'm going to go start doing CrossFit. And I went and I stuck with CrossFit for about 2 months. And at the end of my 2 months of CrossFit, I was what you see in my day one picture of P90X. And, you know, I didn't have a plan. I didn't have a way to get from point A to point B. I was showing up and doing these, you know, little workouts, but there's no nutrition plan. There's no way to go from out of shape to in shape. You just show up and do what you can, which if you're not in already really good shape, isn't a whole lot. When you show up to CrossFit and you're supposed to be doing a whole bunch of pull-ups and you can't do one, you know, you're kind of not accomplishing anything. And so, you know, I was like, well, this is kind of wasting my time. I was just about to fall off the wagon again. And I was like, you know, I've always watched that P90X infomercial. I just really want to try that. And my wife's like, you know, you're about to quit the CrossFit. Don't buy P90X. And I was like, just let me try it. And so she relented and let me buy it. And you know, and I was like, I can't let my wife prove me wrong and watch me fail at this. So I was like, I've got to give this everything I got. And so I started doing it. And I mean, the combination of everything between, you know, having a coach, getting a plan to go from where you're at, wherever that is, with, you know, different phases of nutrition, different phases of the workouts and weights to modify, to take you from, you know, I could do one pull-up with my pull-up bar on day one. And I was like, you know, but there's a plan. There's a way to modify and adjust and work your way up with, you know, any of these workout programs so they can take you from where you're at to where you want to be. And I started to see results. I was like, wow, this is really working. Finally, something is really working. I just have to stick with it. And I was getting excited, and I was watching my coach and learning from him and learning nutrition tips. And all those things started to really, you know, get momentum going for me. And then once I just really kind of caught fire and caught passion, then there was no stopping me. I wanted to see how much could I do. I was already surprised at how far I had gone in the first month, and I was like, I want to see how much more I can do by day 90. I want to, you know, go to the max. And I just kept pushing harder and harder and harder. And, you know, each day that came and went, I was just getting a little closer to the goal, a little closer to the goal. And then when I got to day 90, I was, you know, I was real proud of myself and sent my results in to my coach to let him see, you know, all his help and how that had paid off. And he was blown away. And he really encouraged me to consider coaching others. And, you know, just like Todd said, you know, already people at church were asking me what I was doing. A bunch of my buddies from church were already doing P90X because I'd been talking to them about it and because I loved it and because they knew me and knew that this was real and working. And so we were, you know, I was like, yeah, why not? Why not coach? If nothing else, it'll keep me more accountable to keep working out, because if I'm, you know, holding myself out there as I'm now a coach and I'm going to help you, well, then I got to lead by example and I can't quit. And, you know, my wife was like, yeah, you really should give that a shot, because, you know, she knows the yo-yoing tendencies I would have with, you know, getting fired up about something and then falling off. And I said, yeah, you know, if I sign up as a coach, then I'm not going to quit. And so I did. I signed up as a coach, and that was in June of 2010. And so it's been, you know, coming up on 2 years now, and I've just been going strong ever since. And so, you know, the coaching has helped me with my own fitness, for one thing, just because, you know, I've been able to really stay motivated to keep working out. You know, the product line is awesome, and there's an endless variety to the different kinds of workouts you can do. So there's always something new to be looking forward to or to change things up. You know, as you start to plug in more people underneath you that you're helping, I mean, that's just a constant source of encouragement and motivation to me, to see people that are new and getting excited about working out or getting excited about, you know, taking control of their health because they've had struggles there. I mean, that's encouraging. As I see people want to then turn around and coach like Todd, I mean, that's a huge encouragement to me to see, you know, as I almost see myself in them, because I think, wow, this is somebody I know exactly the road they're traveling. And it's just such an encouragement to see that I kind of played a part in that. You know, even though really my part is small, I mean, Todd did the work. Todd's still doing the work. It's not me. But yet, you know, the fact that he feels like I've helped him is I mean, it's a blessing to me, and I love that. And then, you know, of course, just because Beachbody, I mean, they're a stand-up company. I know and have gotten to visit with a lot of the folks at the top of the company, just because I have had a lot of success as a coach. And so, you know, the more I get to know the folks at the top, the more encouraged I am about the direction the company's going, about the integrity of the company, about the fact that, you know, they stand behind their products. They stand behind what they offer. You know, if I hold myself out there as a coach and I'm helping customers, when they have an issue, I know that Team Beachbody is going to take care of it for them. I know that Team Beachbody is going to replace their stuff if something goes wrong with their DVDs or they, you know, break something. That you know, it'll get replaced, no questions asked. If a bag of their stuff comes in the mail and it's ripped, you know, or some of it's leaked out of their Shakeology, well, they get to keep their bag and get a brand new one. I mean, I just love the fact that the company doesn't leave me in an awkward spot with the people that I'm coaching having to kind of cover for them. They just stand up and do the right thing every time, and I appreciate that, and it makes me proud to hold myself up as a Beachbody coach. And then also I just get excited when I talk to the folks at the top because, I mean, they see the coaches and the network of coaches as the core of their success. I mean, they're putting out great products. They put out tons of advertising. I mean, that's how most of you guys have heard about it. That's how I did. That's how Todd did, is watching infomercials. So they're doing a lot of legwork already, but yet they know that the key to their product's long-term success is people like Todd, people like me, people that are having success and encouraging others and forming groups together to support each other, because that's what makes their products unmatched in the industry, is that there's tons of support and help to get people through and to keep them going. And so they really support us as coaches, and they give us tons of win-win opportunities, you know, financially, all kinds of great incentives to really reward us for what we're doing. And the great thing about it, and I think Todd would say this too, is this is what I would want to be doing even if I wasn't a coach. Even before I became a coach, I was fired up and passionate about the, you know, P90X and nutrition and supplements and all these things that I was doing. And I was on message boards all the time talking about it anyways. And it's like, well, instead of doing that, I just get on my own groups now, my website or my Facebook groups, and talk about the exact same things I was talking about on message boards, except I'm doing it with people that I'm encouraging to work out. And so because of that, you know, Beachbody's rewarding me and giving me lots of nice perks and kickbacks for, you know, being part of their system to help encourage others to have success with their products. So they really do make it a win-win. I'm happy to, you know, kind of get into more details as kind of any of you guys are wanting. I'm not on my laptop, so Todd, if people type in a question, if you want to, like, just tell me what it is, or, you know, one of us can answer it, or all of you want to go for it, but I'll just leave it at that, and then we can just kind of visit as long as y'all want about Q&A stuff.
Okay. Well, yeah, if you, like Wayne said, if you guys have questions, you can just go ahead and type it into the chat box. It can be, I mean, anything, like how much does it cost to start up as a coach? And anything that you're curious about or that you haven't already learned from me or anything on my website. So does anybody have any questions? See if anything pops up here in the chat box. And Karen says, I have a question about levels. I'm sure she's going to elaborate upon that. And in the meantime, guest number 4 says, how do you guys deal with people who do not want to be helped?
I found that, you know, what's funny is when I first finished 90 days, a lot of my own family did not want to be helped. They thought this was a fad and that Fat Wayne was coming back in a matter of a few weeks or a month whenever I got off my kick. But, you know, so they, I mean, there's the saying, work with the willing. And, you know, a lot of my own family, the people I care most about, were very resistant, both to my workouts, to the fact that I was changing so much, and the fact that I was so passionate about it, because they weren't sure if this was the real deal. And so that's fine. You know, I would still, you know, encourage them a little bit, but I wasn't going to push. you know, by the time I finished my second round and I had been doing this for 6 straight months, all of a sudden they started to get a little more interested and saying, okay, now what's the stuff you're using? And, you know, the Shakeology, I remember you talking to me about that before. How exactly can I try that? You know, what kind of workouts could I do? I don't know that I'm up for P90X, but what are the other options? Because they started to see, okay, this is a real deal. Wayne, this isn't a fad. Wayne's been in great shape now for 6 months. So, you know, it's work with the willing. And those that aren't willing, just be a good example to them. Just, you know, be available when the time's right that they want to come back and talk to you about it. But, you know, you can't force anybody to eat right. You can't force anybody to exercise. All you can do is, you know, be a source of encouragement and let them know that you are there whenever they are interested. That's kind of the approach I've always taken with it.
Yeah, that was the same for me. When I started getting my results, there was actually a lot of tension because I don't know if my family felt threatened or because they weren't making changes they know they probably should have. But they slowly come around and realize that this is a real change. This isn't just a fad for you. It's not a diet. This is a lifestyle. But back to, let's see, Karen's question. She's referring to how the Emerald and Diamond, how those coaching levels are set up, Wayne.
Okay. When I first started out, and I'd say, you know, I mean, I've become highly successful. Todd is becoming highly successful. And neither one of us, I would say, started out with a goal that I need to be Emerald in this many days. I want to be Diamond in this many days. There's training, you know, for how to progress and, you know, how to focus on that. And that's good. I got into it, you know, like I said, for accountability, just because I enjoyed it and I wanted to start helping people. And really the rank and the levels have kind of taken care of themselves, just because, I mean, and I think that's the best approach. It's not, you know, there's no gimmick to it. It's not the quickest or the fastest, but it's the most authentic, I think, where if you're helping people, and like Todd, and, you know, he said he's got 400 people that he's helping. That's a lot of people that he's helping. And obviously he hasn't signed up 400 people to be coaches, but he's helping a whole lot of people. And of all those people that he's helping, there's going to be a lot of those people that catch that passion and want to coach. And I think, and those are going to be the people that become the very successful coaches, the coaches that really want to be in this for the right reasons. And so I love approaching everything about the way I coach from the perspective of I just want to get people towards their goals, whatever their goal is. If their goal is to be ripped so they can look great at the pool, even if that's vanity, so be it. If that's their goal, I want to help them get there. If their goal is to get off blood pressure meds or, you know, get their diabetes under control, then that's my goal, is to help that person. Because if I'm doing those things, then levels, ranks, all those other things, they really start to take care of themselves. And, you know, when I first signed up as a coach, I thought, you know, I don't care if I make any money at this. I'm just enjoying it. I didn't really plug into a lot of the training on how to be not Diamond in 90 days. And I didn't. I wasn't a Diamond in 90 days. And it didn't bother me a bit. But, you know, I've gone way, way past that now. You know, I see a lot of coaches that do start and think, okay, the only way I'm going to be the next top coach, like, you know, super cool Coach Wayne or whatever, is I've got to, you know, instantly sign up 2 coaches, and then I've got to instantly sign. And so they're so focused on that people perceive that. People think, okay, well, this person isn't really interested in helping me with my goals. They, you know, you lose sight of that. And they're only interested in helping themselves, you know, advance and progress. And so then you come off a lot more like a salesman instead of a coach. And what we really want to be is coaches. We want to be coaches that are interested in helping people, because that's where the rewards are. That's where the satisfaction comes in. And it's also what builds a more authentic team that's going to really be there and last for you. So with that said, let me tell you just the nuts and bolts of of the ranks. To be an Emerald coach, you have to personally sponsor two coaches. So, you know, that doesn't say anything about our overall philosophy about helping people. But you know, if you find two people that want to be a coach, whether it's because they are using supplements and just want a discount, you know, or because they want to coach and help others, either way, that's fine. But if you sign up two coaches, then you'll get to be an Emerald coach. And so, you know, a lot of people think, well, you know, I already have a spouse and, you know, my buddy that is really wanting to do this with me, right there, I'm an Emerald coach. And there's great benefits to being an Emerald coach. I mean, one of the biggest things that Beachbody, you know, offers as an incentive is a customer lead program where if you're an Emerald coach and you do a couple other things, you work out in the Wowie gym, you have your profile updated, and you're a club member, then they give you customer leads, which is basically people that are calling the 1-800 number off the infomercial to order a product. They'll assign them to a coach. So, you know, so you're getting these customers that you know, are being assigned to you. You didn't go out and recruit them or anything. They're just being given to you by Beachbody. So that builds up, you know, a nice customer base over time, but you don't get to be part of that opportunity until you're an Emerald coach. After Emerald, then there's a Ruby coach, and that is you have to have an Emerald on each leg and two other coaches, I think, or maybe just one other coach. I don't know. What is it, Todd?
It's just two coaches total, and they both have to be Emerald.
Okay, I think you have to have one other coach on each leg.
Okay.
But a lot of people skip right past Ruby and go to Diamond. And a Diamond is each leg, you have a right and a left leg. Each leg has an Emerald coach plus three others. So you'd have to have, eight coaches signed up under you to be a Diamond coach. But two of those coaches have to also be Emerald. And then after that, then as you start getting Diamond, any of your coaches under you that become Diamond, then you get a star. So you can progress in star Diamond ranks. And the main differences in those rankings is that the bonuses that you're paid based on volume go up a little bit. And there's really two ways that you get paid as a coach. One is retail. Anybody that you're coaching, as they buy things, you get 25%. So, you know, it's a nice incentive. Then also, in addition to any retail that you get that you have, any volume points in your downline, which is anything that any coaches that you have are either buying themselves or have customers that are buying, or any coaches that are placed under you, if you're on a nice, big, growing team like ours, you know, Todd could vouch for this. You get a lot of volume points underneath you from coaches that you don't even know. They're just placed there by your upline. You know, because I sign up a lot of coaches, and I'll put those coaches down my downline, and then, you know, you see coaches show up underneath you, and those coaches are ordering things or have customers that are ordering things, and so you get volume from that. And, you know, if you're willing to work and build your own volume as well, those cycle bonuses start to add up over time, and that's pretty handy too. But yeah, the nice incentive. I mean, if you just look at the you know the break even to be a coach, you have to pay $39 to get a coach account, and that covers your first month. And then it's $14.95 a month after that. So even if you're just ordering a product like Shakeology, you come out ahead just to have a coach account, even if you don't coach anybody. Then let's say you're getting good results and somebody from church asks you about it and say, you know what, I want to buy P90X or I want to get on that Shakeology too. Well, you know, they buy P90X, and if you're signed up with a coach account because you're already ordering some products, then that one person that you just talked to about it, you know, they go and buy P90X, that's $30 that you get in a commission. That's 2 months worth of the coaching fee right there. Or if they buy Shakeology every month, that's $30 that you get every month, which, you know, you're already over break even just on finding on one person. So, I mean, imagine when you have hundreds of people or thousands of people that you're coaching. It doesn't take long before, I mean, there's not a big financial investment to be a coach. There's a lot of payoff. The investment is your effort and your passion and your willingness to help people, because what we don't want is someone that's going to sign up as a coach want to make money and leave their people hanging? Because, you know, we're committed to helping the people that come to us for help, and we don't want to leave those people hanging. So if you're willing, you don't have to make a big financial investment, but you do have to be willing to help people, and you have to want to help them, because they're gonna look to you to help them get started, because that's what they need. They need that extra push to get them to the point where they're ready to keep taking it on their own. Did that answer the question, or did that go way too long?
Yeah, Karen, I think it did answer her question. She added, do you have to keep renewing to maintain your level, or like signing up a certain amount each year? And I think the answer to that is you don't have to do anything as a coach, and you still get the 25% discount. The only advantage is that if you actually do help people as a coach, and that's your focus, is you're going to receive those incentives. But there is no requirement. But to maintain an active coach status, and that's part of receiving the incentives, you do need to at least log 8 workouts in Team Beachbody's online super gym. And to be an active coach, you also have to have a volume, personal volume order of $50, meaning you or your customers, people who sign you up as their coach, have to purchase at least $50 worth of merchandise to remain an active coach. Hopefully that answered your question, Karen.
Yeah, and so, you know, if you do the quick math on that, that's not hard. If you're ordering something every month, then you're going to more than exceed probably $50 right there if you're ordering Shakeology or something that's a recurring thing each month.
Yeah.
If you have one customer that's ordering that, then that more than covers it as well.
Exactly. Okay, guest number 2 asked, what kind of tools does Beachbody give you when you become a coach?
Well, that's good, and I've actually seen a lot of this progress since I signed up. When I signed up as a coach, they didn't even have the game plan yet, so there really wasn't a lot. It was more like, okay, sign up as a coach, and then, you know, talk to your sponsor, because your sponsoring coach will tell you what, you know, what's worked for them. That was really it. They didn't have kind of a nice laid out game plan. And then they came out with the game plan shortly after I became a coach. But I just said, you know, hey, my coach, who was a guy named Josh Spencer, happened to be the top coach last year. And I kind of just emulated what he had done, because he had had a lot of success, and obviously it worked. I've had a lot of success. And a lot of the coaches underneath me, like Todd, are starting to have a whole lot of success too. Because it's not rocket science. It's just plugging into a system that works. That's the great thing. It's just like doing P90X or any of these other workouts. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You just plug in, you put it in and push play. And it works if you stick to it, if you just follow those daily things that are laid out for you. And the same is true with coaching. The nice thing about it, though, is there's a ton of training now. There's a coach online training academy it's chock full of videos that show you how all the ins and outs of running your Beachbody website and running your Beachbody office, and how to look up your customers and orders and all that. I mean, it's laid out in video format for you. There's lots of great sharing on if you want to do a fit club, or if you're into doing like home parties, or if you're into different techniques like the wearing and sharing, where you can get some nice gear to wear, P90X t-shirts. I mean, I can't wear a P90X t-shirt out without having 10 conversations. You know, sometimes I'm purposely not going to wear a P90X t-shirt out today, because, you know, my wife is going to get mad at me because so many people are going to ask me about P90X when they see this guy in good shape wearing a P90X t-shirt. They just can't help but ask you about it. So there's all this nice training that just says, you know, shows you kind of how to do these types of things to start conversations and how this thing looks. And then the other nice thing is our team, in addition to just what Beachbody provides you, our team, anybody that's on our team, which is really anybody under Josh Spencer, who's my sponsor, We've got our own dedicated website full of training. You go in there, and it's all password protected, so it's only for our team. Sorry, everybody else. That's why our team is so good. But you go in there and you click new coach, and it's step one, step two. It teaches you, you know, all the things you need to know about, you know, how to motivate other people, how to start little challenge groups with other people to get them going and kind of step them along. And it's got lots of recorded calls where, you know, Josh is talking to other people and has guest speakers on. And, I mean, there's so much training, you know, you have to take it one step at a time so that it doesn't overwhelm you. That's the biggest thing, because we've really gotten everything that a person could need to come in from day one, not knowing anything about how to coach, and really getting themselves up to speed. And that's the nice thing about it. And especially the way we've got the training laid out. If you're excited about your own fitness, that's really all you need to do to start to become a coach. Because you don't really have to know anything else. It's like parenting. You know, you get that first baby, you don't have to understand how to parent a teenage daughter when you've got a one-day-old baby. You just have to be a step ahead of that baby. And that's really how it is for coaching. You know, when you first start out, you don't have to understand how to answer every supplement question out there. You just have to know, hey, I'm excited about getting healthy and fit, and I want to see if anybody else wants to get healthy and fit, and then get them started. And then, you know, you're always at least a few days ahead of the person you started. And so that's how it works. And so if you're willing to plug in, there is more training than you could probably have time to go through, actually.
Yeah. Team Next Level Coaching is the coach team that Josh Spencer heads up, and it's phenomenal. I can attest to that. It's amazing training. So yeah, it's really cool to plug into that. Let's see. Make sure I don't want to skip. Nate says, what's your number one biggest hurdle during your first few months of coaching?
I'd say, I mean, now I've got several hundred coaches underneath me, and what I've seen, you know, as far as the ones that have had success and the ones that haven't, the biggest hurdle is the same exact hurdle that people have with fitness, and that's giving up. You know, because it doesn't just naturally happen right away. You know, you don't just pop in P90X and instantly become ripped. You have to do it every single day, and you have to stay committed to doing those little things every single day, every meal, making a good choice. You know, getting up early, even when you don't feel like it. It's the exact same thing with coaching. You have to be willing to do those little things every day to talk to people about it, to maybe go outside your comfort zone. If you're really shy and you don't feel comfortable talking about it, be willing to, you know, put on a T-shirt and talk to the people that come up to you, you know, to, you know, at lunch, say, no, thanks, guys. I'm not going to Bueno with you all today. I'm going to stay here and eat this stuff that I brought. You know, I'm making this shake. And they'll say, well, it kind of looks like a chocolate shake. What is that? And be willing to kind of talk to them about it. And you know, some people you're like, what's the big deal? I love doing that. And other people are like, ooh, that sounds kind of scary. So, you know, every personality is different, but you have to be willing to think about doing those things every day and not expect a huge instant return. Can you make enough money as a coach that it could be your sole source of income and you could quit a daytime job? Absolutely. There's lots of coaches. You know, I've got several coaches that I've sponsored, you know, that are already quitting their day jobs. And, you know, I've only been a coach for less than 2 years. And so these are people that have signed up since me that I've sponsored. And so I'm really excited for these folks. But so can this become hugely successful? Yes. But everybody that's become hugely successful has stuck with it day by day, even when they didn't have immediate success. Because you don't have immediate success. You don't get ripped in 2 days. You get, you know, it's a 90-day program to get to reset your lifestyle, and that's the way coaching is. You know, you have to be willing to stick it out through, you know, when a month into it, and you know, you've helped three or four buddies down, you know, in your neighborhood, and now you're like, okay, now what? You know, but if you keep pressing on, all of a sudden new opportunities come up, new people are talking to you about it. You've got new people plugged in and they're telling their friends. And, you know, if you'll just keep on going, things keep growing. And then eventually you look back and say, wow, I can't believe I've come this far. Just like, you know, if you stick to a program, a workout program for 90 days, and you take those final pictures, you're like, wow, I didn't realize how much progress I was really making because I was just putting my head down and doing the little things every day. And then when you look at a bigger picture, that's when you see the results.
Yeah, that was great. Todd Kemper asks, what would you recommend as the highest priority or the best use of your time as a new coach if you're struggling, if you don't have time or if you're struggling with time management?
I would say that the best use of time is going to be challenge groups. Now, there's lots of good things you can do with your time, but that doesn't take a lot of time to get people plugged in and going in a group, set up a Facebook group for those people that are doing workouts. I've started lots of them, and I've done it both just, you know, online through people that I've connected with online, and I've also done it with, you know, dads of my daughter's school classes, and those kind of things have gone great. It doesn't take much time to send out an email, get interest, and that's, you know, it's like, hey, you know, I'm gonna, you know, everybody knows I've been doing P90X for a while. Any of the other dads want to do this with me? And, you know, you get some emails back, you put everybody into a group, and then everybody just starts to have fun talking about their workouts and talking about eating right and, you know, talking about how we're going to do a school calendar with the dads ripped and everything. And so it doesn't take a lot of time. It's a great use of time, and it gets a lot of people going and excited. And then that's what starts that ripple effect, because then a lot of those people start paying it forward, want to be coaches, you know, get real passionate about ordering products and being part of the, you know, the whole Beachbody catalog. And so I think that's the best use of time. Building a website is a great asset, but honestly, I think it's one of the worst uses of time at the very beginning, because until you have people underneath you that you're helping and coaching, there's just not going to be a lot of people coming to your website. And I've found that a lot of people get frustrated if they think, okay, you know, Wayne has a really cool website, Todd has a really cool website, I'm going to be a coach, and I'm going to, you know, stay up all night, every night, building a website for the next 2 months. Well, how come I'm not coaching anybody? How come nothing's happening? Well, it's because you haven't been, you know, talking to people. You haven't been doing anything else. You've been putting all your energy into a website, and now you're frustrated. So websites are great. I mean, obviously, my website is hugely successful, and I spend tons of time on it now. But, you know, I try to discourage people from starting with that because it's so time-intensive, and until you have people to plug into that, there's other resources you can use. You can Todd is more than happy for you to, you know, have your people check his website or have your people check my website or copy and paste some of my diet tips into your Facebook groups as documents or whatever. We don't want anybody to reinvent the wheel. You're free to use our information. But, you know, we want you to make good use of your time so that you start to see a nice return on your time and be encouraged by that, rather than feel like you're spending a lot of your time and not being productive.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right on there, Wayne, with the website thing, because when you think about it, the purpose of a website, you're trying to develop this team atmosphere. Well, that's exactly what challenge groups do, is they develop that team atmosphere, and you don't need a website for that. Yeah, it's a great place for people to come to and see the tools you provide. But just like you said, you guys can come to my website and copy and paste into your Facebook group, like, hey, here's a video from my coach on how to calculate your nutrition to get the best results. So you already have all the tools. It's just a matter of talking to people and inviting them to join a challenge group and get healthy. And it's really organic to talk to people about getting healthy, because nobody wants to be unhealthy. That's not at least I don't know anyone that that's their goal. So it really is. It's a great way to talk to people and get them plugged in. Let's see. When is the best time to sign up as a Beachbody coach? After you've completed P90X or another fitness program, or right from the beginning? That's a good question.
Yeah. Ironically, I signed up after. Did you signed up after, Todd? Yeah.
I signed up after my first 90 days. Or no. No, I signed up like 2 weeks after starting when I found your video on YouTube.
Okay.
So
yeah,
that's why I didn't do anything as a coach for 2 months. I thought I couldn't.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, I didn't sign up till the end. And, you know, looking back, that was a dumb decision because if I'd have signed up earlier, you know, even if I didn't do anything with it, if I had a coach account my entire first 90 days, I wouldn't have been paying full price for Shakeology, Results Recovery, Protein Bar, P90X Plus, Insanity. I bought so much stuff because I just got so excited about it, and I was buying all this stuff. I paid full retail price for all that stuff. Then, you know, I had at least five or six buddies all buy P90X, you know, off the 1-800 number, you know, because of me. Whereas if I was a coach, I could have gotten 25% on all those. But I didn't. And then, you know, at the end, not that I didn't push as hard as I could, but also, you know, if I had a coach account and knew that I was setting myself up to be a coach at 90 days, I would have pushed even harder. I don't know. But, you know, I just went through the whole 90 days. And then Josh, when, you know, at the end said, you know, I think you'd make a great coach just because you seem really passionate about this. And so I thought, yeah, you know, I'll give it a shot. But, you know, obviously I'd have been much better off if I'd have signed up as a coach much earlier. That whole time I would have been able to have access to some of the training, so I would have been able to hit the ground running at day 90 instead of kind of being thrown into all the training all at once at day 90. And then, you know, I would have had more coaches already placed under me from being in the, you know, already having a coach status set up earlier, because, you know, the teams are always growing and coaches are always being placed. So there would have been definite advantages if I'd have signed up earlier. Obviously I've done just fine, you know, either way, but just from the standpoint of the extra accountability of knowing that you're already kind of committed to coaching, and just the financial rewards of, you know, the people that start asking about it, even though you're still going through the program. I noticed a lot of my buddies at church, that's what they've done. They've signed up for coach accounts, initially just to kind of buy stuff at the discount, buy their Shakeology, get started, see how they're liking it. And sure enough, they're, you know, talking to some of their buddies and getting them going, but they still rely on me as their resource, which is perfect. They should. They're, you know, 30 days into it, 45 days into it. So they're relying on me as their resource, but, you know, they say, okay, now I've got my buddies and, you know, at work, and they've signed up, and so they're buying this stuff through me. You know, what should I tell them about this and that? And I'm happy to help them because that's what I'm doing. I am their coach. They aren't expected to know it all right at the beginning. That's why they still have me as their coach. But they're able to start helping some of their friends instead of just telling their friends to go call the 1-800 number and missing out on that opportunity. So, you know, I mean, if I had to do it again, I'd have signed up from day one. But you know, everybody make the decision that feels right to you, because, you know, my approach and Todd's approach is, you know, I think it's a great opportunity. I think it's a no-brainer. Just knowing kind of the future of this company, I think it's a no-brainer. But I don't want to talk anybody into coaching or push anybody into it unless they're sure that they're ready to give it a shot.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, we really do. We want passion. That's why I started the call off saying, if you're not looking to help people, then get off the call, because this opportunity is not for you. That's what this entire thing is about. It's about helping people change their life, and that's how you're going to have success, is when you start focusing on helping people. As soon as you get, I mean, the tendency, I'll be very honest with you guys, is it can be exciting. It's like, to see the commissions that you start to make, and you get focused on the business part. And I don't know if that's ever happened to you, Wayne, but it has me. And I have to reset and say, you know what, This is about helping people. That's why I have this success in the first place. It's from helping people.
Yep, exactly right. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's easy to kind of lose sight and get focused on, yeah, you know, commissions or ranks or, you know, whatever contest is going on that you want to be at the top of, or some, you know, one of these challenges where trying to be the you know, get the top prize or whatever it is. You know, it's easy to kind of lose sight and start to see people as, you know, as customers instead of people that you're helping. And, you know, so, yeah, you know, it's one of those things where we always have to stay grounded. It's, you know, my wife is good at keeping me grounded and keeping me humble. And I'm sure yours is too. And then, you know, just staying true to my faith and making sure that the reason that I'm doing this and you know, understanding that the reason that I've got this opportunity is just one more opportunity that I have to bring glory to God through the way that I conduct myself. Because, you know, we have a platform. You have a platform. There's people looking to you for advice. And, you know, and they're not only seeing the way that we conduct ourselves, you know, with how we eat and how we work out, but just the way we live our lives and the way we, you know, stand up for what we believe. And that makes a big difference. And that's one of the most encouraging things to me. This is off topic, but I mean, one of the most encouraging things to me is when people, you know, ask me questions about my faith, because they can see that it's real to me. And I don't just hold up a banner that, hey, I'm a Christian, trust me, you know, as a sales ploy or something like that, you know, because I'm in this to help people, whether I can make a commission off of you or not. I'm going to tell you honestly what I think. And, you know, and the fact that they know that I'm a Christian, you know, I want to make sure that I'm not dragging the name of my maker through the mud by, you know, conducting myself in a manner that's unworthy. So, you know, it builds an accountability to have a platform and to have influence on people. And that's the way it should be. I mean, we should be willing to, you know, stand publicly in a way that we aren't going to be ashamed of, in the way that we conduct ourselves and the way that we treat others around us.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's, I mean, one of the reasons I joined your team was because of the amount of integrity you had, the honesty, and the no nonsense. I knew you weren't trying to sell people stuff. I mean, we've all had people try and sell stuff to us, and you just feel gross. And when you find someone who's genuine and actually cares, and you know that they care, I mean, that's a wonderful thing to find. So let's see, our last question. Nate says, how much harder could you push, Wayne? You make the Hulk look like Gumby. Carrie says, how do you go about finding people who want to be helped when your friends and family have no interest in being helped?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's not really true that they have no interest in being helped. It's that they're initially resistant. Like what Todd and I were both saying. I mean, I'm trying to think, probably my immediate family, there's probably, you know, 10 Shakeology auto direct orders going right now between my parents, my brother, his wife, her parents, you know, obviously my wife, my in-laws. You know, all these people just made fun of me and made fun of me and made fun of me when I started. And I've, you know, I've never sat them all down and said, you've got to try this stuff. I mean, I just said, okay, fine, make fun of me. You know, I'm going to drink my Shakeology. I'm going to keep working out. Just make fun of me, whatever. You know, but like I said, it took time. And then all of a sudden, you know, they became interested because they started to realize it was the real deal. And, you know, it's not that they don't want to be helped. It's that they're sizing you up to see if it's the real deal, to see if this is really going to work for you. And so you have to be committed and stick with it because, you know, the minute that you fall off the wagon, then they're validated and their, you know, negative opinion of you or the programs or the nutrition or the supplements or whatever, and they say, see, I knew it wouldn't work. But if you stick with it, then all of a sudden you have the power to really influence them just by the example you're setting. So I wouldn't say that it's that they don't want to be helped, it's that they weren't ready. And, you know, there's also going to be lots of other people that are ready, you know, in the circle of people that you come in contact with. You know, there's lots of places that I go in every day where I'm known as the P90X guy because I walked in with a P90X shirt once and the people that work there started talking to me about it. And now, ever since then, they always know when I come in, I'm the P90X guy. And, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, starting up conversations with people. And you'd be amazed how many people already want to talk about health and fitness. They're just looking for an opportunity. They're looking for someone that wants to engage them in it, and they'll bring it up to you, which is pretty fun.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I mean, a lot of the people that I really want to help are the people at my work, and my boss, actually, he still makes fun of me about Shakeology, and he calls it PX90, even though he has the program, he can't say it right. But he's on Shakeology now, and he's making great changes, and it's really neat to see the influence you have on people and being a part of changing their life. It is wonderful. So I think we're going over the 1 hour time here, so I don't want to keep people much longer. I think that's all of our questions. Wayne, I think we can all agree that we all just want to thank you for taking time out of your time with your family to be on this call with us, and we appreciate all the insight you gave.
Oh, you bet, man! I appreciate you and all you're doing, and everybody that you know took your time to get on this call and hear more about the coaching opportunity. I mean, Todd and I wouldn't be doing this if we didn't think it was just awesome in so many ways, and that, you know, it had benefited us in so many ways. And just like the fitness, you know, we're happy to talk about it with people because we know that it can do the same for other people that it's done for us. And so any of you guys that have other questions, you know, if you'd like to talk or shoot me an email or shoot Todd an email, I'll give you my email address. It's just coachwayne@teamrip.com. So any of you guys that have other questions or want to know more, feel free to shoot me an email or shoot Todd an email. And, you know, we'd be happy to send you more info if you didn't get time to have a question answer, or as you look into it more or consider it, you know, based on your own circumstances more. If you have another question, let us know, and, you know, we'll try to help you any way we can.
Yeah, I went ahead and I typed your email in the chat box so people could get that link, and mine is there as well. And if you were invited to this call from someone else and you think that this is a right fit for you, you can go ahead and contact them after we get the call or some other time after this, and they can tell you how to get signed up and how to get started changing your life and changing other people's lives. And you can do the same with me if I invited you to this call. You can, a lot of you are on Facebook, go ahead and message me, and if you think it's the right fit for you, we can get started, get you signed up, and or you can email me or Wayne if you guys have any other questions. And thank you guys for getting on the call tonight, and I actually recorded this call, so if you want to come back and listen to any questions you might have missed, maybe your internet connection went out, I'll go ahead and post this in Ripped Club and on my Facebook page so that you guys can listen to the call again. So, again, Wayne, thank you for your time, and you have a wonderful night.
Yeah, you too, guys. Thank you.
All right, guys. We'll see you later.